from KQED.
Right in the middle of winter citrus season, California growers find themselves in a pitched battle against a tiny bug from South Asia. Today, a quarantine goes into effect in Tulare County, a bid to stop the spread of the psyllid in the state, but it may be too late. Mark Hoddle is an entomologist from UC Riverside at the forefront of efforts to battle the bug. He joins us now. Thank you for talking with us.
You're welcome, Rachel. Thank you for having me on.
What is the Asian citrus psyllid, and what does it do to fruit that makes it so frightening to citrus growers?
The Asian citrus psyllid is an invasive insect in California, and it's native to parts of Central and Southeast Asia. And it arrived in California in 2008, and it's a small bug that sucks the juice from plants. But the big threat that this psyllid poses to California's citrus growers is not so much the fact that it sucks the juice from plants, but that it has the ability to spread a lethal bacterial disease called Huanglongbing. And once the disease starts to develop in trees, the effect it has on the fruit can be quite dramatic. It results in fruit loss, fruit becoming small and misshapen, and in some instances the fruit acquire a bitter taste.
It's taken the Asian citrus psyllid less than a year to spread from Southern California to Ventura County and now the Central Valley. What's being done to stop the spread, and why hasn't that worked?
As you can imagine, it's very difficult to police the movement of all types of citrus plants in and out of infected areas. And people may accidentally and unwittingly move plants that have Asian citrus psyllid on them out of infested areas in Southern California into uninfested areas such as the Central Valley or Ventura County. And another way these psyllids may move is that they potentially have the ability to hitchhike on, say, farm machinery or even vehicles.
So tell us a little bit about this quarantine in Tulare County.
Right, so the quarantine in Tulare County has been set up by the California Department of Food and Agriculture. And it's a 20-mile radius around the two fine sites in Tulare County. And basically what that means is that all plant movement within that 20-mile quarantine area is going to be restricted. However, citrus growers can still continue to pick fruit, move it into the packing houses, and once that fruit is washed, graded, and packed, it's free to move outside of that quarantine zone.
And I take it there's been no talk about spraying?
In urban areas in Los Angeles, the spray program has been discontinued because the psyllid numbers were so high and so widespread that it was uneconomical for the California Department of Food and Agriculture to keep up that program. And once the spray programs were wound down, the biological control program, which I'm in charge of, has moved in to fill that void. So we are now releasing parasites in areas that haven't been treated with pesticides to knock the psyllid populations back.
Well, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you very much for your interest in this project, Rachel.
Mark Hoddle is an entomologist from UC Riverside. We've been keeping in touch with him this year as this story develops. Look for the link to our continuing citrus psyllid coverage online at californiareport.org.